Chapter 4. The Trial. Finally, it was summer, and school was closed. Becky went to another town with her parents for vacation, so Tom was very sad. He missed her very much. He was also worried because he often remembered the murder in the graveyard. He could never forget that night. And one day, he got very sick. He had to stay in bed for 3 weeks. He never went out. So, he didn't know what was happening in the village. When he recovered, he went to the village square. People were talking about the murder in the graveyard and a judge's arrival in the village. The judge was investigating the murder and questioning the villagers about it. There was a trial in court in 2 days. Tom was scared. "I hope no one knows that I was in the graveyard with Huck that night," he thought to himself. "But I haven't told anybody about it. I hope Huck hasn't told anyone either." The day before the trial, he found Huck and spoke to him. "Have you told anyone about the murder?" he asked.
"No, of course not," answered Huck. "If we tell anyone, Injun Joe will kill us. But everyone thinks Muff Potter is the killer. They will hang him after the trial. I feel very sorry for him."
"I do too. Potter is innocent and a good man. But we must keep quiet. We will be safe if we don't talk," repeated Tom. "Let's swear once more that we will never mention it to anyone."
So the boys swore again not to tell anyone about the murder or the murderer. And nobody in the village knew that they were in the graveyard that night. Then Tom went on.
"We know Injun Joe is the killer. We saw it with our own eyes. So, we must try to get Muff out of the jail. He must run away."
Huck didn't agree with Tom and said,
"That's not a good idea. They will catch him again. And they will also put us in jail for helping him."
That night, the two boys went to the jail to see Muff. There were no guards around. Muff's prison room was on the ground floor. The boys stood at the window and gave Muff Potter some food and tobacco. Muff looked very tired and sad.
"You boys have been very good to me," he said to Tom and Huck. "I did not kill the doctor, but they found my knife near his body, so they will hang me. I am not a bad man, but I drink too much. Drinking is bad. You must never get drunk. Promise me not to drink when you grow up."
Tom was very sad when he went home that night. He had fearful dreams. The next morning, everyone in the village went to the courthouse for Muff Potter's trial. Tom went there too, but he stayed outside. Huck was also outside, standing with the crowd. The boys did not talk to each other. During the trial, the judge spoke to the witnesses. Their answers were against Muff.
"I saw Potter after the killing," one witness said. "He was washing his hands in the river."
Another one said that the knife next to the doctor's body was Potter's. Suddenly, Potter's lawyer spoke to the judge.
"Your Honor, I wish to call Tom Sawyer. He would like to answer your questions."
Everybody was shocked to hear this. Tom entered the courtroom and walked up to the front. Everybody turned to look at him. He looked scared and shy. Then the judge began to question him.
"Tom Sawyer, where were you on the night of the murder at around 12?
"In the graveyard," answered Tom.
At the same time, he fearfully looked at Injun Joe. Joe was sitting in the back of the courtroom. His face was nearly white with fear.
"Why did you go there?"
was the judge's next question.
"I wanted to see ghosts. There was a dead cat with me," said Tom.
Then all the people began to laugh, and the judge got angry. He made them stop laughing.
"Where exactly were you in the graveyard?"
"I was near Hoss Williams' grave. I was hiding behind a big tree," said Tom.
"Was there anyone else with you?"
"Yes, his name is..."
Before Tom said the name, the judge stopped him and said,
"I don't need to hear the name now. We will call the person if we need him." "Now, Tom Sawyer," the judge continued to speak, "tell us what happened. Be honest, and do not be afraid to speak.
Tell everything clearly and openly." Tom began to tell what he saw. He spoke very slowly, and at the end, he said, "And the doctor hit Muff Potter with a coffin board. Potter fell down. Injun Joe jumped at the doctor with Potter's knife in his hand and stabbed him." Just at that moment, there was a big noise in the back of the courtroom. Injun Joe was running through the seats toward the window. He jumped out and disappeared in a moment. After the trial, Tom became famous again. Everyone thought he was a hero and admired him. Aunt Polly was proud of him for his honesty. The village boys spoke to him with respect and admiration. But Tom was very uncomfortable. He was afraid of Injun Joe. After the trial day, Injun Joe did not appear again. Tom could not sleep well at nights. He saw nightmares every night and woke up in fear. "Injun Joe will catch me and kill me," he often thought to himself. "I hope they catch him soon and hang him before he kills me." But as the weeks passed, he became less and less scared. He stopped thinking about Injun Joe. He didn't see any fearful dreams at nights. He was very happy for Muff Potter now. Muff was not in prison any longer. He was a free man again. And he was not drinking anymore. People began to love him and tried to help him.